In chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So this Masechta is going to go into when it comes to the impurity of food. So food has edible parts and inedible parts. And when we're referring to the inedible parts, how do we look at the inedible part? Is it considered part of the food for purposes of impurity, for receiving impurity, for transmitting impurity, or is it something else? And in inedible parts, so there are two things that we're going to be dealing with, which the Mishnah introduces right at the beginning, which is a yad and a shomer. Now, a yad is a handle, and that is something which you hold the food by, an inedible part of the food by which you hold the food. So examples the Kati brings over here is a stem, for example, the stem of a pear or a stem of a fig, something that you hold the fruit by, but you're not going to eat it. And the other thing we're going to be dealing with is a shomer, is a protector. And the protector is part of the fruit which protects the fruit from, protects it, but also not edible. And we're going to go through many, many examples of different kinds of foods and things which are yads and things which are shomers. Now, also famously is that the Masechta of Uktzin is very difficult to understand. And if you look at the end of the introduction that the Kahati brings over here, he brings two examples from the Gemara, where, for example, firstly, a story from Horaeus 13b, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Natan wanted to vex the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so they asked him to teach them the laws of Uktzin, with which he was not conversant. He wasn't conversant with these laws because they were difficult. And another Gemara, which brings that Rabbi Yehuda came to teach Uktzin, he found it difficult to understand the reasons for these laws. So it's a very difficult Masechta, the laws, the reasons and the logics behind what's going on over here. But nevertheless, we'll give it a try. So it starts off the Mishnah, Kol Shu Yad V'lo Shomer, whatever is a handle but not a protector, meaning it's a handle for the food, a handle. Metame umetame v'lo mitzaref. So it is rendered ritually impure together with the food. If it's connected to the food and the food becomes impure, so it also becomes impure, the yad. And not only that, but it renders something else impure, meaning if the food becomes impure and it transmits impurity to something else, so the yad can transmit the impurity. But it doesn't combine to the minimum amount of an egg's bulk. And you'll recall we have mentioned before that for a food to transmit impurity, there has to be a minimum of an egg's bulk before it will transmit impurity. So the yad is considered part of a handle, is considered part of the food when it comes to receiving impurity and to transmitting impurity, but it doesn't add up to the egg's bulk. There would have to be an egg's bulk of the food without the yad, without the handle, in order for the food to transmit impurity to something else. Shomer, a protector, Afal pisha eino yad, even though it's not a handle, mitame umatame, is rendered impure. It receives impurity. It transmits impurity umitzaref, and not only that, but it also adds up to the egg's bulk of the food. So the shomer, in a sense, is almost considered like normal part of the food, in the sense that it receives impurity, it transmits impurity, and it adds up to the egg's bulk, which is the minimum amount that a food needs to be to transmit impurity. Lo shomer v'lo yad, neither a protector nor a handle, lo mitame v'lo metame, neither renders impure, receives impurity, nor transmits impurity, something which we don't consider even a yad or even a handle. So that is not considered part of the food. And we'll now, in the coming Mishnayos, list many, many things which we will see are either a yad or a shomer, either a handle or a protector.